Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Wilson takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Seitzer takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seitzer moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. Buckner moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacoby. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Stillwell applying the tag. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Franco moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer has Franco trapped. There's the throw to McFarlane and back to Seitzer, who tags Franco for the out. Upshaw moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Tabler moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Royals, 1. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrell. Jackson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Royals, 3. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to third. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Pecota goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White is walked intentionally. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McFarlane for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Dave Clark pinch hits for Andy Allinson. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Jay Bell. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.